This week's Parsha Sav continues the discussion with Karbanos. A Sefer Vayikra is known as the Torah's Kohanim, the laws of the Kohanim, the laws of the Karbanos. So we know there's a halach of a Karban Chatas, when one does some sin unintentional. We're not going into all the details. One brings a sin offering. So the Torah says that and anything that touches the sin offering, the Karban, becomes Kodesh, becomes holy. So the Gemara in Pesachim, Chazal tells us, don't take the Pasuk literally, even though it says touch, but doesn't mean if something, if another piece of, if a non-holy piece of meat, a chulin, touches the Karban Chatas, it doesn't become Kodesh. So what does it mean? It means when it's here, it means if it's cooked together. If somehow a non-Kodesh piece of meat, a chulin piece of meat, got cooked in together and it was marinated and cooked and absorbed, so then that piece of meat also has the din of Kodesh. So that's the halacha, that if it's merely touching isn't enough, but cooking and absorbing.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so comes along. There's this famous story with the Baal Tanya, Baal HaTanya. You can tell it to your friend. See if he knows this one. So he says, so the Baal HaTanya had a Talmud. I mean, I guess we'll see from the story. A little bit of mechutzah, but nothing wrong with that. A little bit. So he tells him that He tells him about the Karban Chatas. So he tells the Baal Tanya. I think the Baal Tanya told him, you know what, you're hanging out with the wrong chevra. You're in a bad environment. Maybe you should get some better friends. So the guy was going to Machutzvi. He said, well, to be honest, Rebbe, I mean, I'm not really influenced by people. What's the proof? Uh-huh. I've been hanging out with you all these years. I don't seem to be getting any better. So the Baal Tanya wasn't taken back. He said, I agree you haven't. There's a problem there. But the problem's with you. The problem, he says, the problem is a big difference between being elevated by good people. You become elevated when you're in the crowd of good people, while you going down in sanctity when you're in bad people. In other words, what's its proof? Its proof is the halacha of the Karban Chatas. That the halacha is regarding tuma, to be said by becoming kadosh, even though it says touch, but it doesn't mean touch. You have to be cooked together with the Karban Chatas, then it takes on the status of kadosh. However, regarding becoming tame, that's not true. If this regular piece of meat touched a tame piece of meat, so then the piece of meat becomes tame, a mere casual contact. So we see it's not true. Even though you haven't been elevated being next to me all these years, but that doesn't mean that you're not going to be influenced by other people negatively, because we see when it comes to negative impact, mere casual acquaintances could cause a lot of damage. A mere touching of the meat causes it to become tame. But to be elevated, that you have to have a good marinating source, you got to barbecue it well, and that's what he says. It's more, so what the Baal HaTanya was telling him, sometimes it's more important to avoid bad environments than it is to actually have, to avoid a bad friend or a bad acquaintance. Or I should say, a bad acquaintance could cause a lot more harm than someone, a good acquaintance, could cause you kadosh. As we see that he wasn't affected by the Rebbe, but he was affected when he was in a negative environment.